Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Once upon an office so dreary, Wendy's HR presentation made everyone weary.
Was it a bore?
A snore. Could have used more charm for sure.
That's it.
Wendy opened Canva, looking ecstatic. She began to work her magic.
Docs, prints, presentations galore. All in one design. Not dull anymore.
The next day, Wendy wowed the crowd. They clapped loud.
I feel so proud.
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at canva.com.
My Bologna.
This isn't Bun B.
My Bologna. Crank it up, Jimmy. My. Woo! My Bologna. Weird Al from the 70s or the 80s, maybe 1980.
This is, they like this.
Oh, my God. This was like the first of the first. Because the Knack, My Sharona, came out in 1979. Crank it back up, Jimmy. It's a great find by you.
So Hawk didn't ask for this?
No.
I directly text you, play Bun B. And you went and found My Bologna.
My Bologna.
You're a racist.
Again, I am not.
Listen to that accordion. Crank it up.
That's just a disgusting little song.
My Bologna.
What are they talking about?
Bologna. Crank it up, Jimmy.
Yeah, you were a bad little kid. How old were you in 78?
This wasn't 78. This was like 80.
How old were you in 80?
12, 11.
Oh, and you were listening to this?
My Bologna.
Yeah, you were setting the barn on fire. All
that
kind
was you.
Of fireworks.
Let's see. What year did Weird Al Yankovic, My Bologna, get released? 1983.
I was born.
Look at that. It's a parody of the Knack's 1979 hit My Sharona, which I'm sure you're familiar with.
No.
You've never heard that song before?
You've heard My Sharona.
Like you've, you know, like that song, it didn't, like, that didn't jog. No. Really?
No, I didn't know what he was playing.
For really? Sure, man.
Oh, you've heard My Sharona.
My
for
Sharona?
Sure.
In Gainesville, they must have played My Sharona every night while you were at a bar in Florida.
2003.
Yeah, but I know that song.
Yeah.
Because you hang with weirdos.
It's considered like a seminal 80s song, but it was really 1979. Do you have the Knack, My Sharona, back there? K-N-A-C-K.
Never find Bun B.
Wouldn't even know where to look.
Bun B. It's a simple name.
It's a great song. You have to know this song.
Not a nice little beat.
Well, it's the song you just heard. This is the original.
Todd Sharona.
What?
Right?
My Sharona.
He said
yeah,
Todd.
But then he changed it. Todd Sharona.
Ty Sharona. Is that what you're saying?
Todd Sharona.
Todd Sharona?
Ty Sharona.
All right. Football Friday. Unbelievable with you guys.
is that?
Rock the Ocean's iconic music festival, Tortuga, returns to Fort Lauderdale Beach next April with Post Malone, Riley Green, Kenny Chesney, maybe the Knack. Who knows?
Hmm.
I don't know if they're still doing it. We're giving you a chance to win 3-day passes for you and a friend. If you want to enter, go to the contest page at WQAM.com and register right there. Headlines on this Football Friday brought to you by Doral Kia, home of the Pricito, our lowest price. Visit them at Doral Kia or DoralKia.com.
Some of the stuff that's been going on in the NBA is crazy off the court stuff, but the stuff going on the floor is crazy as well. I don't know how many of you guys watched either of the two games last night. Yeah, the NBA Finals rematch, which was a lot closer than most people expected, and then Steph Curry doing unbelievable things last night.
Did you see his game-tying shot?
He's special.
I mean, ridiculous. It's like, and that seems like something that can age gracefully. You know, you watch a lot of basketball players and you go, well, that game can't age gracefully. He's going to have to change his game. That game ages gracefully.
Shooting threes ages gracefully. Steph Curry is 37 years old.
Wild.
The pace he plays at without the ball. I'm talking about when he's not shooting, to run the amount he does just to find space is unbelievable for a 37-year-old.
But that's he doesn't bang, though. That's just cardio. Like, as long as he stays in good cardio shape, like...
But, Hawk, I would disagree. Maybe he's not banging down low with seven-footers, fine. But the contact he's constantly taking, the way defenders are allowed to put their body on him, grab him, keep him from going around pin-downs, around screens. I'm telling you, just watch Steph Curry, even when he's not shooting, even when he's having off nights, the entire Warrior system is to get Steph Curry open.
What did Jimmy do last night?
Pretty good game.
Did he?
Yeah.
Again?
Pretty good game.
He's playing basketball. Not standing in the damn corner.
Hit his over? I'm guessing it was like 18 and a half or something.
I don't know if he hit the over, but I think he did because he had a couple big three-pointers late in the game as well. He's hooping out there.
Let's see.
Jimmy Butler had 21 points, 5 boards, 6 assists.
Probably hit the over.
Yeah. Yeah, he's hooping.
Damn it.
No over.
You guys saw Aaron Gordon?
Mm-mm.
Hit 10 threes last night. Had 50
did?
Points.
Oh, yeah, because it was Terry Rozier's record.
The last time that a player had
it was
10 threes in a debut game of the season couldn't have been any more perfect.
It was perfect.
They're saying the script writers are hard at work in the NBA.
Guarantee took us over that game.
That was excellent.
So tonight, the Heat, they're in Memphis. I know we'll talk about it coming up in the next segment. The only players on the injury report for Miami, same two guys or three. Tyler Hero, Kasperis Jakučionis, they're out. Terry Rozier, not with the team. We all know why. Ja Morant is still questionable with left ankle soreness. And Kentavious Caldwell-Pope is questionable with right ankle soreness. That's your Grizzlies update for tonight.
All right.
The Florida Panthers did lose yesterday.
Yep.
They'll play tomorrow.
All right.
They've got Vegas coming to South Florida. The Dolphins are going to be without – the injury report is out. I don't know if you saw it. But the Dolphins are going to be without several players. Darren Waller is included in that list. Julian Hill is included in that list as well. Jason Marshall is questionable for the game, dealing with a hamstring injury. Aaron Brewer participated fully in practice today. That's pretty much your biggest update. I know Elijah Campbell's limited yesterday. He was a full participant today, but Jason Marshall Jr. is questionable. Julian Hill is out.
All right. Michael Penix, still questionable, I guess, officially.
Yeah. Michael Penix is questionable for the game. Zach Harrison, questionable. Jordan Fuller, their safety, questionable. And Tyler Algier is questionable for the game. He's dealing with a hip and knee injury.
Jalen Waddle's going to play, though. We knew he had the hamstrings.
Expected to play.
All right.
Yeah.
I'm worried about Kyle Pitts. What little OG did to us, and now we have to double Drake London, and we have linebackers on him. I'm worried about Michael Pitts.
Well, be more worried about Bijan Robinson.
Yeah, when they want to give him a break from running for 20, a touch.
Falcons have a guy named Felipe Franks
on
their team.
Quarterback from Florida.
He's a tight end?
He moved to tight end.
Really?
They motion him and run him under center real fast to get people to jump off sides.
What is he, Taysom Hill all of a sudden?
He's huge. He's like 6'6".
I remember his first preseason game was in Miami. He tore his ACL. Hmm. He came back. Now he converted a tight end.
Yep.
Tim Tebow? That's what you guys do up in UF?
He's not Tim Tebow. He's just a tight end that draws people off sides. He doesn't really have a package.
The Hurricanes are going to play Stanford tomorrow, 7 p.m., Hard Rock Stadium.
29.5 or 30.5 it was up to. But they, you know what I think I'm going to bet is the team total over. They have to, and again, Mario doesn't do it. We talked with Gino about it. Like, that's not Mario's strong suit, is to run up a total or put an offensive explosion together. But they need it. Carson Beck needs it. Mm-hmm. Like, they need to put up a ton of points. So I think I'm going to bet Hurricanes team total over, which was maybe 37.5. I'll look right now.
But you know, that would be being up by 21 and still coming out with Carson five wide and throwing the ball around.
And they need to.
But that's not what Mario does. You get up by 21, he's going to run the ball 13 plays, 9 runs, take 7 minutes off the clock.
That's why I'm not comfortable with the 30.5 point spread, and I'm more comfortable with the actual team total, which is 37.5.
Yeah, because they, what, the 28? They got 28 against FSU. They can get 37. They scored 49 and 43 this year, something like that.
DBJ worried me a little bit yesterday because I said, you know, how can the Canes get back to running the football? And he's like, well, let me correct you. Stanford has the best rush defense Miami's going to face through the first, whatever, 6 games, whatever it's been. I don't know. That kind of worried me just a little bit. The idea that the Hurricanes are just going to come out there following Carson Beck's 4 interception game and just put up points freely. He made it seem like that's not the case here.
Oh, the Stranger Things trailer has just been released.
Mm.
The 4 movies they're putting out? You told me something real weird.
I think it's
weird.
8 movies.
That's crazy.
Yeah, it's 8 episodes. 4
hour
will be released.
To hour and a half to 2 hours each episode.
4 will be released at once, and then the other 4 will be released like a month later in late December. Each of them are at least an hour long.
Mm. I saw the little,
hour and a half.
The little chubby face boy still has no facial hair.
No, he does not.
That has to be LASIK or something.
Yeah, he's got
laser.
LASIK.
Laser therapy.
No, he had LASIK on his cheeks. That's a good call.
If you have LASIK on your cheeks, I'm guaranteeing.
You're the one who suggested he had LASIK. No
hair's growing back.
I'd rather have LASIK on my cheeks than whatever the hell you're growing on your chin.
Look at you, scruffy little garbage you got on your face.
You know, we've missed having the open mic in the back with Jimmy because he's a good laugher.
Yeah.
You need to keep your mic open, Jimmy. But then you can't start scrolling on YouPorn on that other computer if your mic is open all show long. I know what happens during the interview segments.
Jimmy looks like he makes noises.
Well, he is a heavy breather. You'll hear, if he keeps his mic on for the segment, you'll hear the.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. You got asthma?
No, he's watching you porn.
Oh. That's an enjoyment breath.
Not so funny when it's directed at you.
He turned that mic off.
Hey, I could take it.
Yeah, okay. You love that segment yesterday about me being a pedophile. You love that segment.
No one suggested that. We were just curious why you were in car line.
There's a guy that goes to my gym, listens to the show, looked at me this morning, said, I won't even talk about it. I said, talk to you Monday, Jeff.
Funny.
All right, couple NFL games. I'll give you the lines just to wrap up headlines. 1 p.m., San Francisco at Houston. Houston kind of looks rough, man. -2, Houston at home.
All right.
Cincy, they play the Jets. That's why I suggested they're going to be 4-4, right? They're not losing to the Jets at home. They're
Although,
6-point
if
favorites.
The Jets are going to win a game, well, no, I guess not with Flacco. Who was the guy that was? I was thinking it was.
The backup for the sorry one.
came in and it was terrible.
Burrow's backup. Browning.
Browning.
Oh, yeah. Man. Tua got him. You take Browning over Tua?
I mean, not career-wise, but this season?
Oh, hell no. Tua got Browning.
I don't know.
The Colts host the Titans. It's the biggest spread
yeah.
I've seen this year.
It was 14?
15.
15.
15 in the NFL. Boy, you got to be garbage.
We did say their team is ass.
Yeah.
It's a direct quote.
I mean, Tua gets in all kinds of trouble for saying that he can't do what Josh Allen does. Cam Ward goes, my team is ass. Everyone's celebrating. Look at the candor. Look at the candor. I mean, come on, people. At least be consistent.
That's the better way to deal with it.
I'm ass is what Tua should have said.
Yes. I'm not saying, oh, if we come to team meetings, yeah, we'll be better. No, we're ass right now.
He also didn't follow it up the next week with say, yeah, you know, I can't spot my wide receivers. That's tough.
Too little. It's big guys in front of me.
And Dolphins will play in Atlanta on Sunday. The rest of your schedule, World Series tonight, game one. And the other thing I wanted to bring up to you guys, Tyreek Hill opened up about a couple things with Tron Armstead. I don't know if you saw. He called Tua a great leader.
Mm-hmm.
He had his back. And then he kind of sounded like he's contemplating retirement, which I guess shouldn't be too surprising. But
he ain't retiring. I don't know who'll blame for the Dolphins, but
I don't know if it's his decision.
Why? You think it's a career-ending injury?
It's just his style of play with having every ligament in your knee torn and your knee cap dislocated. It's what happened to Dante Culpepper. See how garbage he was when he came back? And he was a statue quarterback.
Yeah.
Tyreek, a 4-2 guy that stops on a dime, he's not stopping on a dime on that leg anymore. Now, I hope I'm wrong, but I don't think he's stopping on dimes anymore.
We shouldn't believe anything he says either, because he's one of these guys who just whatever's in his mind at the time he'll say.
That's the whole thing.
He doesn't think about you know the repercussions of his words, but he did say, "quote I'm happy with the career that I've had. I love playing football. I love it, but it takes a lot. It takes a lot on you mentally. It takes a lot on you physically. I'm at the point now where I need to have a conversation with mom, family, everybody. Wherever my mind is at the time, the decision will be made. But I know right now." I haven't had time to live in the moment.
All right.
He'll get injury payout, but he's not getting $100 million contracts anymore.
No, he'll probably, my guess is, if he doesn't come back to the Dolphins, he'll do a one-year contract that's kind of a prove-it-to-us deal, betting on himself, that he'll be able to show out for that season and then get another big contract.
When he's ready to come back, he'll sign with the Chiefs. I think that seems like
That's what he would want to do.
Yeah.
He had some brighter times over there.
And then Tua goes there as a backup quarterback, and they all win a Super Bowl together.
And
the Chad Henne route.
Andy Reid would retire.
Don't discount it.
Your weather right now in South Florida, it is partly cloudy. Tonight, the lows are going to drop into the low 70s. That's brought to you by Chill Zone AC, featuring reliable Root AC systems. Make your AC great again. Visit chillzoneac.com.
Mike Wallace from Grind City Media used to cover the Heat for ESPN. We enjoy talking basketball with him. And since it's Heat Grizzlies tonight, he's going to join us in the next segment.
You're listening to the Hawk, Crowder, and Solana Show.
You guys see new Mozart is dropping soon?
He's dead.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. Now, I don't know if you've heard, but Mint's premium wireless is $15 a month. But I'd like to offer one other perk. We have no stores. That means no small talk.
Crazy weather we're having.
No, it's not. It's just weather. It is an introvert's dream. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Once upon an office so dreary, Wendy's HR presentation made everyone weary.
Was it a bore?
A snore. Could have used more charm for sure.
That's it.
Wendy opened Canva, looking ecstatic. She began to work her magic.
Docs, prints, presentations galore. All in one design. Not dull anymore.
The next day, Wendy wowed the crowd. They clapped loud.
I feel so proud.
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at canva.com.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Mike Wallace. All right, that's enough. Mike Wallace is the senior editor and analyst for Grind City Media at Grizzlies.com. Heat Grizzlies tonight in Memphis. You can hear the game right here on 104.3 FM WQAM. Mike has covered the Heat and the NBA for many years on ESPN. He's been with the Grizzlies probably a decade now, right?
Yeah.
I mean, it's been a minute. He's a longtime friend of the show. You know it's hoop season when he's back on with us. By the way, before I officially bring you on, Mike, the Miami Heat are offering fans value deals like a $60 pizza deal, four pizzas, chips, waters, and a $40 hot dog deal. $40 for glizzies? I mean, the time of your life. Four hot dogs, popcorn, and drinks. Grab-and-go stands on the 400 level also have $3 sodas, $8 beers, and $3 snacks. Kids can enjoy $15 Bernie meals with a hot dog or chicken nuggets, a souvenir cup, fruit snacks, and a silicone bracelet. But I got to tell you, your kid's not going to be happy with fruit at the end of their meal at the arena. I know, or Heat, you're trying to do a nice little thing there, but we want the popcorn and the peanuts. I can speak for the kids. For more info on the food and beverage deals, visit KaseyaCenter.com. Hello, Mike.
man, it's a blessing to hear from you guys, man. I was insulted because we were a little shaky on my music coming in.
Yeah, we got it straightened out. Right? Got it straightened out. It's been
y'all
a minute.
Y'all done forgot about your boy, man. Y'all done got Hollywood, you know what I'm saying? Crowder's out there wearing makeup on TV now and crying with Steve Harvey, you know what I'm saying? You know, Solano's just forgetting about a brother when I come to Miami last week. And then, man, what can I say, man? You just continue to do your thing, man. But it's good to be back with you guys. I miss y'all, man, for sure.
We've missed talking to you. And I was telling Crowder and Solano, you know, I don't usually pay too much attention to the beginning of the season because, you know, I'm still in football mode or whatever, but I had money on it, but that opening game with OKC and Houston was so good. The OKC Golden State game last night was great. The first three nights of the season overall I think have been fantastic. This Victor Wembanyama, if he stays healthy, this dude's going to run away with the MVP award. So what are your thoughts on the first few days of the NBA season?
Having said all of those things, you know, all of those things are true, and two things can be true, but the fact of the matter is Cash Patel is controlling the NBA right now. Storyline, right? Because
true.
When you're talking about, you know, what's going on with, obviously in Miami, it's impacting with Terry Rozier, and then you have a standing NBA head coach that was locked up, and now he's suspended. Two guys are suspended until a FBI investigation concludes. Now, all of the amazing things that are happening on the court, you still have this cloud hanging over you off the court. So between those two things, man, the NBA is as compelling as it's ever been. And you're absolutely right, man. Victor Wembanyama is just out of this world for what he's doing. And San Antonio is going to be on the fast track to be very competitive in the West for sure.
And, Mike, speaking about the FBI investigations, I know it steals the storylines, and we talked about it for days now, but does it really affect the NBA bottom lines or viewership or anything like that?
I think it does, man, because, Crowder, here's the thing that I struggle with. And I heard, you know, I want to say TNT so bad because I've been watching them on TNT for all of these years, but the new ESPN inside the NBA crew, Charles, you know, Ernie, Shaq, and those guys, as they touched on, you know, the other night, this thing is sort of speaks to the hypocrisy because you're coming down hard and there's federal indictments and investigations and all these things going on for gambling. But yet every other commercial is about a gambling, you know, a parlay and the NBA is so embedded with these gambling sites and these gambling businesses and companies now that it's kind of hard to practice one thing and then preach another. So it's understandable that some of these guys, for whatever reason, they make millions of dollars, but they still get caught up in some of these real live things that are going on. So, yes, it is overshadowing, you know, to a certain extent what's going on in the NBA because we're all skeptical. We watch the games, and then as soon as the commercial comes on, we're reminded about the gambling connection to the league. So it's tough. It's just a tough dichotomy when you look at it from that standpoint. It's separating fact from fiction, but you know, again, the NBA is exciting. It's a lot of things going on, but there's still this cloud that's going to always be there if you're going to operate like this.
There's a lot of people down here, Mike, who are trying to figure out how does the league handle this? And it's unprecedented, you know, regarding Terry Rozier. If the league knew that some of this stuff was at play during their internal investigations going back to March of 2023, how did the Heat go about this? And you know, I think there's more layers to it. There's more names starting to kind of come to light now. In your mind, like, is there some way we can look at this and say, hey, here's how we expect the league to go about it? Because, again, it's unprecedented. And right now, I would say, you know, the league doesn't look great. And, again, we don't know everything. So it's not fair to just you know, take out Adam Silver right now. But they certainly don't look great in the early stages of this thing.
No, because now you're talking about, you know, we're just not even really all the way through the, you know, the L.A. Clippers situation with Kawhi Leonard. That still hasn't been resolved. And now you have this other thing that, listen, this didn't just break today. Like, this investigation was going on for years. And, you know, when you're at the NBA level, and Crowder knows this from the NFL, like these high-level leagues and these high-level league executive offices, they partner with federal agencies when it comes to these kind of things coming up, whether it's antitrust or whether it's player involvement or whatever it is. There's some overlap there. So it's not like, you know, Silver and the league weren't informed about what was coming and what was going on all of this time. The Heat, their hands are tied, really. It's one of those situations where – you know, they can't really make a ruling or anything. The league had to come in and announce the suspension with Rozier. The league is going to determine how long he's going to be out. The league is going to determine what the Heat can do with their cap space or their roster spot or whatever it has in this situation as it relates to Rozier and the injuries and all of those other things that come into play here. So Pat Riley, Andy Ellisberg, and Spoelstra, they really just are in a waiting pattern, a holding pattern when it comes to it. And you just hope that, if anything, Pat Riley and Mickey Arison's influence can put pressure to get this to a resolution, at least from the league, so the Heat can know how to go about operating their rotations, their rosters, and eventually their salary as it relates to this situation.
Let me get back to on-the-court stuff before we run out of time with you. Heat and Grizzlies tonight, your Grizzlies. What can the Heat be, I guess, in your opinion, the ceiling for Bam and Norman Powell and Andrew Wiggins, Tyler Hero when he's healthy and can return? What's their ceiling, in your opinion?
Their ceiling is getting into the playoffs, disrupting the East like they did a couple of years ago when Jimmy Butler took them all the way to the NBA Finals. And they were surprised at that point. When they were the number one seed, they didn't get all the way there. But when they were the number eight, they got all the way to the finish line and to that degree to get to the Finals. So the East is wide open, guys. I mean, absolutely wide open. We talked about the injuries that have taken, you know, Halliburton out, you know, with the Pacers, and obviously Tatum out with the, you know, with the Celtics. And then no one is looking like they're just going to dominate the league. The Knicks knocked off the Cavaliers. The Cavaliers are always injured. The Knicks still have to prove it under a first-year head coach. The teams that have that continuity, like Miami, they have a chance that they can get healthy, stay relatively healthy, they could be a huge threat. I won't bet against Spoelstra, especially if that lineup comes together, against anyone in the East right now, especially with the way the East is shaping up.
Can Norman Powell be that guy? Because we even saw they kept up with the Orlando Magic, but they got in the fourth quarter, end of the fourth. It's been our problem for a couple years now. We don't have that closer. Mm-hmm. Like, Solana's selling me on Norman Powell. I don't know because his name's Norman. I don't know if I look down on Normans, but, like, could he go out there and get you 8 with 2 minutes left to win the game?
Norman ain't Ja. Easier to root for a Ja than a Norman.
My man, and this dig at Norman is coming from a guy named Channing.
That's a beautiful
his
name.
His real name is Randolph. His real name.
I'm telling people my
Randolph.
His government name is
Sadiddy. Randolph Channing is a Sadiddy name.
Hey, but the answer to that question is Powell is, I mean, he should have been an all-star last year. And some guys are late bloomers, man. In terms of being a scorer and a starter, he can get the job done. He's a lot more trustworthy right now than Andrew Wiggins has been with the Miami Heat. And that's saying a lot because I still think Wiggins has underperformed since he's gotten to Miami, and that's been kind of a sore, sensitive subject. I understand that. The Rozier deal is now looking like it was a complete flop. I understand that, too. So the Heat can't keep missing on these key guys that they're giving up assets and money to, and that's why a guy like Tyler Hero is looking like he's sitting, you know, in a pretty good spot, because now he can bend these guys over a barrel and say, listen, this is why you have to pay me. You know what I'm saying? Because you're going to need me to get to where you need to get to. But I do think Norman Powell is a certified NBA scorer. He can defend as well, too. He's a good shooter, and he doesn't get rattled. He's consistent as it comes. At that swing position, I think he's going to be a good fit for Miami.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Mint is still $15 a month for premium wireless. And if you haven't made the switch yet, here are 15 reasons why you should. 1. It's $15 a month. 2. Seriously, it's $15 a month. 3. No big contract. 4. I use it. 5. My mom uses it. Are you playing me off? That's what's happening, right? Okay. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Once upon a dismal day, Bob's ice cream van looked gloomy and gray. Although he had big ambitions, his socials lacked creative vision.
That bad?
Maybe vamp it up a tad?
I have an idea.
Bob launched Canva and got into gear.
Create the video in the vampire theme and make it the funniest meme.
It went viral. Bob's business, a revival. Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at canva.com.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Kind of a weird season in Miami in regards to Eric Spoelstra and the team entering the season, because I know what the Heat are always going to say, it's championship or bust. But the reality is Spo's talking about this being a developmental year. He wants to see Bam Adebayo undergo more of a mentor role in the locker room now, 9 years in the NBA. He's one of the oldest dudes in the locker room. Mike, I mean, it's kind of fascinating to think about the Heat going into a season and Eric Spoelstra seemingly not having high expectations with the way that this season turns out in terms of playoff success?
Yeah, he says that now, and it's easier to say that now. And you know, I was there last week for the preseason game, and I had a chance to, you know, personally congratulate Spo for, you know, getting the elevation to head coaching the USA Olympic team. He has that perspective now where, you know, he knows what his team needs in terms of psychology and psychological, you know, motivations. And when you say, hey, the pressure's there, you got to be a championship caliber team, maybe these guys don't respond as well to that. I think they're a little bit easier to operate with when they're the dark horse, and they seem to operate a little bit better than that. You don't have an alpha male personality like you had when there was a Jimmy there or a D Wade or some of those guys. You have guys that you kind of got to coach to that level and to that mentality. So for him to say Bam has to be the leader and take over a leadership role, you never have to assign that. Guys know that in the locker room. And the fact that, you know, Bam is going to be positioned for that means that he has to be coded, you know, goaded into it. So I'm not saying he can't do it, but at the end of the day, he has to be responsible for carrying that culture forward, and it's on him to do it, and he has to have some supporting cast members that he can rely on and stay healthy to take along that ride. But I think he's capable for sure.
And, Mike, I got to ask you about Ja Morant, because I would say 3 years ago, it was like he was the next coming, the dunks he was doing, just the crazy stuff. And now you even look at the rankings and those lists, he's in the mid-20s. Some teams, I think the Ringer had him at 34 best. Is the trouble he got in, is that kind of affecting him? Is he still on a trajectory to be one of those top 10 guys?
He's on a trajectory, and he's coming into this season saying all the right things. You know, I talked to him one-on-one coming into this season. He and I usually do our sit-down right at the beginning of the season. And one of the things I asked him point-blank, man, is that, you know, you're 7 years in now. Is this the year where we get to see the complete Ja? And the complete Ja is one that, you know, is not just a great basketball player, but a healthy one who's taking care of his body, someone who's surrounding himself with the right people to help take care of his mindset. And to come in and understand that the league isn't against you. Now it's about you, you know, redefining who you are and what you are. If you want to go from star to superstar, we know the global impact is there. We know that the jersey sales are there. We know that people want to see you play and they respond to everything that you do. But what you got to do now is you got to get to the playoffs consistently and win, like a Anthony Edwards or like a Luka Doncic or like a LeBron James. Or you got to be a factor when it comes playoff time. In order to take that next step. And he understands that. He's talked about that. And, you know, again, it's one of those things where it is completely in his hands how far he wants to take this level of play and impact. And we can see it tonight. He's questionable going into the game tonight because of a back-to-back set. He didn't play at all during the preseason. He had 35 points in the season opening win over the Pelicans. So with this back-to-back, he'll either play tonight and sit tomorrow or maybe do it the reverse way. We'll see in about an hour. But I think he is going to come into this season motivated to be that superstar level player that we saw at the very beginning. But he also needs to get to the pivot, though. Y'all got to get him on the pivot some kind of way, because the pivot changes people's trajectory, and he needs to be on there at some point. So I'll tell him, man.
We had him on there a couple years ago.
You had John?
I know.
Yeah.
And it went downhill. The trajectory went the other way.
We got to double it up so he can head the other direction. I got you, baby.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. He needs to pivot back the other way now.
Mike Wallace, Grind City Media. You can follow him on Twitter at MyMikeCheck. I'll give you my keen basketball eye, what I've noticed for the upcoming season. I just want to mark it now, October 24th, because Crowder knows, Solana knows I'm on this. Matas Buzelis, that's the guy to watch this season. All right? Enough said.
Of all 450 players in the NBA, you gonna throw Matas Buzelis
that's
at us?
That's the guy.
You gonna throw
Matas Buzelis is the game changer.
Mike ain't never heard of him. He plays for the Bulls.
Yes, he's heard of him.
He plays for the Bulls.
Listen.
He plays for the Bulls, and Hawk is full of bullshit.
If you ain't heard of him, you're going to have heard of him by the end of this season. I also took a flyer. I know we don't want to talk gambling because of all the hoo-ha. I put a little something on Zion Williamson, MVP at plus 15,000. Going to ride it all the way to the bank, and it's going to start tonight against Wemby. He's going to dominate Wemby tonight, Mike.
Damn, man. Who you getting your betting tips from? Terry Rozier, man? You about to get busted, man. Hey, listen, man. I know it's a sensitive subject down there.
They say if you can't see the mark at the table,
You're the mark. I'm the mark. Yeah.
Knocking him in the head.
Mike Wallace. Thanks, Mike. We'll talk to you throughout the season. There you go,
hey,
Mike.
Guys. Love you guys, man. Take care now.
You're listening to the Hawk, Crowder, and Solana Show.
Text threads are meant for pictures of Jimmy's hot dog.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Once upon a mundane morning, Barb's day got busy without warning. A realtor in need of an open house sign. No, 50 of them. And designed before 9.
My head hurts.
Any mighty tools to help with this plight?
Aha!
Barb made her move. She opened Canva and got in the groove.
Bulk creating Canva sheets. Create 50 signs fit for suburban streets.
Done in a click, all complete.
Sweet!
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at Canva.com.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So baseball fans are connected to the Fall Classic from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G, more towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever before. T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla of Speedtest Intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.